This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today. We've got a heartfelt, touching show today. We got a very exciting show today. I have an awesome guest today. And before we get in that, because we're going to be talking about the Father's Rights Movement. Very proud to interview this next guest. His name is Derek Gunby. That's G-U-N as in Nancy, B-Y. He is the vice president of the U.S. of U.S. operations for the Father's Rights Movement. But before we get in that, if you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. You know that many shows we've covered child support, custody, divorce, separations. But every once in a while, we get a powerful guest to do a show. And today, Vice President of U.S. Operations of the Father's Rights Movement is Derek Gunby. Derek, welcome to the Father Matters Show, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Vance. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Right now you are in South Carolina, correct?
Yes, sir.
We talked a little bit last week, Derek. We was chopping it up, man, and I just wanted to stop talking because it was so much good information that I wanted to save that fire to be on this show. Derek, and first and foremost, my friend, we was talking earlier, I want to thank you for being a U.S. Army veteran fighting for this country, my friend. I appreciate that so much. I want you to know that. And I was sharing with you that my wife is an Army vet, so she was in the Army as well. Derek, you have a pretty powerful testimony, my friend, because this is something that we don't talk about. We always hear about deadbeat dads or men not paying child support or custody issues. But what happens when we have our military officers who go away, fight for our country, and come back, and they too are going through stuff like this? You were sharing a little bit before we started there. Tell us a little bit about your situation, my friend.
Well, my situation is a little bit different than a veteran coming home to have, you know, the bank account cleaned out and, you know, the kids have moved states and things like that. Although that is something that I have seen when I was active duty military, mm-hmm. I got to see that. My buddies, my own soldiers, they came across this sort of thing when they would be deployed. We would be in Iraq or Afghanistan, and then they come home and have they come home to the worst situation, and they've got to fight for their kids, and being military presents its own set of challenges. Myself, I was actually out of the military. I was a contractor for the military when I ran into these issues, so I didn't. There was no help for me, you know, from JAG, which is the military, the legal division of the military. Mm-hmm. In my case, you know, I've had to fight my custody battle internationally. In my case, happens to be in Germany.
So your son right now is in Germany, and you're here in the United States in South Carolina.
That's right. Yes, and. You know, I was married to a German national. We had a very international marriage. She was living and working abroad as well, and then we came back to Germany to settle and long story short, you have the marriage breaks down and. Well, I found myself accused of things that I never would have imagined could have happened.
If you don't mind, if you can unpack some of that, Derek.
Sure. I was accused of being abusive, and we see this as commonplace. It's very common for that to accompany a separation. The other, you know, the father was abusive. I find that to be true in some cases and not true in a whole lot of situations. Mm-hmm. And in my case, it was really a matter of me just not being able to keep my wife happy. And me being a foreign national, it was really easy for that to happen, for there to be an accusation of, oh, he's abusive, he's threatened to kidnap the child, you know, these sort of things. What really boggled my mind was, and this is coming from the perspective of, you know, a soldier, somebody who understands constitutional rights, human rights, things like that. When you're accused of something, you expect to be able to, you know, refute that. You know, you expect somebody accuses you of something for them to have some type of proof.
Right.
And for you to be afforded some amount of due process. And you would expect that not only in the U.S., but you expect that in just about any Western nation, to include European nations such as Germany. In this case, there was no chance for me to give a statement. There was no chance for me to, you know, refute the allegations and, you know, show our common correspondence, which would tell a different story of the dynamics of that relationship.
Is it because it was in Germany, or because she had a good attorney? Why is that? Because it was in Germany?
Yeah, I would definitely say that was a hindrance to me, you know, not being fluent in the German language and things like that. But I found myself evicted from my home, no questions asked. You know, I had to pretty much leave, had to leave Germany because I didn't have, you know, I was there, you know, because I was married, you know, kind of on a temporary basis because I was still working abroad, but I was trying to work my way to where I could move permanently there, or that we could go to the U.S. A lot was dependent on job situation.
So this has been this battle. You have been battling for over 3 years for access to your son. How is that going as far as, are you seeing him, not being able to see him? What is the process? What's going on with that?
Okay, well, it's been 4 years, so I'm in year five now.
He wow.
just turned four. The separation occurred right after his birth. So, you know, just really a couple of weeks. So at this point, I've been to court multiple times, and I am now seeing him supervised. Now, there's no basis for the supervision except for that there is conflict between his mother and myself. There's no all of the accusations and everything that's already been refuted and dropped. But I see him roughly every 3 months. I go to Germany and stay for 3 weeks, and we have like a parenting coach who acts as kind of a guardian ad litem / supervisor. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to see him for 3-4 hours at a time over a period of 2 weeks, and we've established a daddy-son relationship. But let me tell you, Vance, it's something that I've had to bite and claw my way just to get that. It's a nightmare that I wouldn't wish on anybody. I wouldn't wish it on my ex-wife or anybody to have to go through the flaming hoops that you have to just to be a father when you want to be a father, but the mother doesn't want it.
But brother, believe me, firsthand, I understand it. I founded Father Matters in 1997 because of your story is my story, brother. Okay, and now my son is 26 years old, and but at that time I was a young 22-year-old father, and you know I was not married, and you know been through the court system 5, 6, 7 years, been through that whole thing, and that got settled, and then you fast forward it. Years and years, I get married. I now have an 11-year-old daughter and a son that just turned 8 this month, last month of February, and what you said about the accusations. My ex-wife wanted to relocate my children out of state. I've been remarried. I've been with my wife now, my current wife now, 7 years. But my ex-wife, every time her life was turned upside down, Derek, if for some reason it was my fault, my friend. So when she tried to take me to court to relocate the children, making up all these stories why she needed to relocate, a job opportunity, all this type of stuff got shut down here in Arizona. She pulled the sexual abuse card on me, my friend, tried to accuse me of sexually abusing both of my kids, then tried to accuse me of sexually abusing just my son, who was the youngest, had him examined, had him at the hospital. Detectives called me, all this stuff. Derek, I tell you, man, within a week, doctors, detectives, nurses, they shut this thing down, right? But I didn't know over that time, because it took me about 3 months to get all the paperwork. I had, you know, cat and mouse. I'm running around to doctors, pediatricians. Nobody's telling me anything, you know, subpoenaing all these people to get this information. Just that 3 to 4 months, Derek, cost me about $7,300, my friend.
Wow. You know, there's a name for it. You know, they call it attorneys. They call it the silver bullet, because it immediately puts you on the defensive.
Yes.
And the burden of proof is shifted for you to disprove allegations. And that's, you know, in these types of situations, child custody matters. The burden of proof is shifted to guilty until proven innocent.
You bet.
It's a shocking thing to be on the wrong end of in a country that you think is free, that you think you're going to be afforded that due process. And I can tell you, there's no worse feeling. It's a helpless feeling. And I think your accusations were more severe than mine.
See?
But the consequences are always the same, in that you don't, it separates you from your child.
Right. And see, the thing is, and this is what I love about this show, and I have real guests, man. We talk about real stuff. There, in as of September of last year, 2016, the kids are warded with me. They're with my wife and I and their stepsisters. They've been with me full time. Now they it's set up where they're going to be visiting her. She relocated to another state. See, she left anyway, and now she Skypes them. Still having issues, because it's one of those things, man, when you don't want to fight and when you just want to focus on what you're supposed to be doing, people don't like seeing you succeed. So a lot of people's like, how did that end up happening? Now, let me tell you something, brother. This was a four-year process, Derek. Just the year of 2016 alone, over 11 months, my wife and I spent close to $70,000. Derek,
I can believe it.
Maxed out credit cards, borrowed against our home, brother. But you can't put a price on your child or children. And as I tell people, you remain under, as long as you stay focused, you know the truth, you don't crack, you don't budge, you don't bend, you don't snap. You stay plugged into other men. You know, if praying is your thing, you pray. If it's not your thing, you better start learning to pray, because it will turn around, my friend. And I get guys, man, who tell me, like, I just want to just give up on life. And it's like, don't talk to me like that, man, because we've got to press on, because the truth will come out, Derek. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? The truth will come out.
You have to stand. You have to. There's no other option in my mind.
Right.
I can't, you know, I don't always fault, because everybody's situation's different. I don't always fault those who do give in to the pressure and break and falter under. I don't blame them, because you know, some people can't handle it, and some people have it a whole lot worse than others.
You better believe it, man. And let me tell you,
life and death stuff sometimes.
It is, bro. And let me tell you, we didn't have $70,000. We are in so much debt. But let me tell you something. My kids are with my wife and I full time. And my ex-wife is still kicking. We got the parent coordinator going on, that whole thing. Look, you're listening to The Father Matter Show with Van Sims. And my guest today is Derek Gunby, Vice President of U.S. Operations for the Father's Rights Movement. We will hear more from Derek after this. Father Matters proudly presents our supervised parenting center for fathers. The center is only for fathers and their children to provide supervised parenting and monitored exchanges. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. The purpose is to provide a protected setting for parent-child contact. Hours of operation, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Father Matters Supervised Parenting Center for Fathers. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. My guest today is Derek Gunby, Vice President of U.S. Operations for the Father's Right Movement, which is worldwide. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Derek, has your son been able to come to the United States yet, or does you got to keep everything out in Germany?
He has not. He does not speak English, so I speak German with him. My German is coming along, but I'm not at a fluency level yet. But we get our points across to each other. We're able to communicate. Mm-hmm. He calls me Papa.
Yes, sir.
And that was something that really we had to work toward, because I'm sure that some of your guests, and I know that a significant portion of our audience at the Father's Rights Movement, they experience that where the children are taught to call either another man daddy, or they're taught to call call you by your first name, which was something that I've had to fight because I was Derek to my son up until really a few weeks ago. So that's something that I was able to get help with our parenting coordinator. She recognized that as unhealthy behavior, being teaching to call you by your first name. That's it's just a way to undermine your parenthood. And people think that maybe that's something trivial, but there's a whole lot more dynamics going behind that. So that's something that we've had to work through. He does know me as his daddy now, and it's as a result of, staying focused, being persistent, being there in whatever capacity I could.
So go ahead, Derek. Go ahead.
So that's when you were talking about, people being persistent, perseverance. Sticking with it, it does pay off. I definitely can attest to that.
Outside of your supervised visits, do you get to, FaceTime him, Skype him, talk to him, or you can only wait until you go to Germany?
I do. That was another thing that we had to fight for in court, to get weekly Skype calls. Actually, today and Wednesday are the days that I pretty much have an hour window where I wait. If it doesn't happen on Tuesday, then I wait for a call on Wednesday, and then if that doesn't happen, then obviously I report it to the parenting coordinator. But we do talk. He is young, so their attention spans are pretty short. So we try to make it entertaining. I try to play with some Play-Doh and crafts and things like that.
Absolutely. So what do you do for support, Derek? Because guys are listening to you, and it's like, wait a minute, this guy got to go to Germany to see his child. And you go on your own expense, or is it help a little bit because you're still working with the military?
Well, yeah, it helped. It helped that I did well in my civilian capacity working with the military and going overseas.
Okay.
So that definitely put me in a position where I am able to pursue this, although I'm not going to say that it's easy on the wallet at all.
Right.
But yeah, they that's something that I'm very thankful for, that I just happened to be in a financial situation where I could pursue this. And like I said, I do understand those fathers that don't have those means, and I definitely have a special place in my heart for those people. But as far as support, when you talk about emotional support, I throw myself into this work, this very important work with working with fathers and families and children, and trying to make the change that needs to happen. And I think in doing this, working with the Fathers' Rights Movement on a daily basis, it's what helps me. It helps me get through my days of not being able to see my son. It helps to work with others that are experiencing the same things, and it helps to help others. Because when you help others, you're helping yourself.
You better believe it. And Derek, when I started this, man, 20 years ago, okay, I was 27 years old, high school education, and I built this I started Father Matters in my friend's studio apartment, a pack of chocolate chip cookies, four kitchen chairs, and a pot of coffee, because I wanted men to just come together to not to bash the ex-spouse and none of that stuff, just to be come together so we can be the best fathers that we can be. And when I was knocking on doors, wanted to work with the courts and different type of programs, you know, you don't have no credentials and what are you doing? You don't know how. I just kept doing it, man. And I started with one father at a time, bro. And then next thing, you know, I wrote my first book called Dear Nathan, A Young Man's Journey to Fatherhood. And back in 2000, and that took off, man. And it's one of those things. This is my purpose. This is my passion. And don't let nobody turn you around. And like you said, you got through it by pushing through, helping other people. We want to get everything in life we want. We must first help other people get in life what they want. And like you said, some people listen to us and think, man, I don't have $70,000. I'm not in the military and I can fly. Because there's people right here who their children are within the same community, let alone the same state or same county around the country, and can't see their kids, paying child support. And it's like, my wife and I don't have $70,000. Brother, I'm telling you, we owe like you would not believe. Okay, Derek, but you got to look up, you got to press on, you know, and people will step up, stay up, and show up to help you as long as you're willing to step up, stay up, and show up. This is what I'm going to do, Derek, because we're running out of time, because I do want to get into the Fathers' Rights Movement. But what I want you to do is give us some information on, first of all, would you be willing to come back next week, man?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, because I really want to get into how the Fathers' Rights Movement got started, what it's about, why. But like I said, I didn't want to rush through your testimony, because your testimony is the same testimony of thousands of people who listen to this show nationally and who are going through this. And you wouldn't believe some of our biggest supporters, Derek, are women. And listen to me. I mean, like sisters, sister-in-laws, nieces, who said my brother, my uncle, my dad went through this or is going through this. And they forward these shows out, man. They refer people to Father Matters. And I want people to be able to refer their family members to the Fathers' Rights Movement. Give me some websites, some phone numbers, Facebook page. How can people get in touch with the Fathers' Rights Movement to, first of all, hear more about it, know about it, and how they can get support?
Sure. Our main presence is on Facebook. As I was telling you earlier, we just hit 300,000 following today.
What's your Facebook page, Derek?
The Facebook page is, you can just put it in, is The Fathers' Rights Movement. Remember, at the end of Fathers, you want an apostrophe. The word Fathers, the apostrophe after the S, because it's plural. And so if you just type in the Fathers' Rights Movement, we are a verified page on Facebook, so there's a gray check mark which indicates that we're the official one, but look at the likes. We have 300,000, so you'll know that that's us. The URL for the Facebook page is facebook.com/fathers4kids. Fathers for Kids.
Fathers for Kids.
Yes.
Give me a website.
The external website is www.fathersrightsmovement.com.
But you also have another version with just the letters?
For some reason, if you type in www.tfrm.com, it's not resolving to the website
okay.
right now.
Okay.
That's a technical issue, I think. So okay. I think for the time being, the long form is the best.
What about a phone number real quick, Derek, and next week we're going to pick up?
We don't have a specific phone number.
Okay.
We're not a centrally located
okay.
Organization.
Well, so Derek, next week we're going to get real deep with the movement. I want to thank you for being part of this show, and I want to thank you for joining me today, and thank you for tuning into the Father Matters show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.